having some fun here at the 2018 Sea Recovery Collections Academy in Bloomington, Minnesota. And I'm with two fine young ladies here. Penny Spradley from Pelican State Credit Union in Louisiana.
Yes.
And Monique Moore from PARTA, fellow credit union. What part of the country are you
in
from?
In Michigan, Auburn
Hills. Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. So opposite. You guys live here like in the north, you're in the south.
North and the south. The north and the south meet.
And they're having a wonderful time. How's the conference going so far for you guys?
It's going wonderful. Great.
Yeah?
Great.
Yeah? All right.
A lot of great speakers here.
Yeah. Any highlights today that you guys...
Many highlights.
Yes, many.
Can you give me one? Give me one of your favorite ones.
I like the money chatter.
Yeah, the first one, Ryan Foss this morning. He was really good. He was really good. Yeah, yeah. Really.
And Lisa Hayes.
Lisa Hayes is great.
Talking with about attitudes.
Mm-hmm. I like her hand gestures. You got to have the proper hand gestures. And now I'm always thinking about my hands now. Thank you, Lisa, for that. All right, hey, what brings you to this conference this year? What's on your mind that you guys want to accomplish here?
Each and every year when we come, there's always something new. Someone that has a different opinion or has a different outlook. There are new situations. There are new generations. There are electronical, there are digital, there are Facebook, social media, and so there's always a new prospect, new laws that come out. The MLA, the Military Act. There's so many things that are new in each and every year. I've been coming for 3 years.
Oh, have you? Okay.
This is my third year.
Wow, third time's a charm.
Yes, my first year was with a scholarship. And I have really enjoyed every year coming since. I love it.
Monique, anything to add to that? And why are you?
Well,
what brings you here?
Cover it. We'll just stay abreast of upcoming topics. We are dealing with the changing economy, different cultures, different attitudes, and just staying abreast of, especially being in the collection field. You have to know like your insights of who you're talking to now.
Right. So what are you guys finding out there as far as trends and things like that in the collections area? Are you seeing it increasing, decreasing, or what's going on in that?
I don't think there's ever
Or is it just kind of a constant?
It's a constant.
Is it? Okay.
To me it is, yes.
Okay.
The trends as far as it's just new technology.
Really? That's kind of what's driving a lot of things, huh?
Yeah. Very much so.
Okay.
Every year.
I think it's driving everything.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It is.
And how you communicate with the consumers, you know, based on their, you know, are they baby boomers? Are they millennials? So you have to kind of tailor those particular members.
Your message, you got to tailor your message. Marketing 101, know your audience.
That's right.
That's right. Thanks to Ryan Foss from Filene. He gave us a nice little education on that this morning.
Yes.
Gosh, how do you see the rest of the year shaping up in collections arena or do we see it shaping up? It just sounds like it's just a constant aspect of credit union operations that you got to stay on top of and all the changes that are going on.
Yes, you do. You really do.
I think there's just going to be more structure. Each and every year there's something that we can add to our structure of collecting, whatever it may be, whether it is the younger generations, the older generations, both, and again, how we handle our members. Our members are actually why we're here.
Right.
Without our members, we don't have anyone. And we need to have the love and the concern and the compassion for our members, young or old, however it may be, to make them knowledgeable so that they know how to pay and they know how to handle their accounts. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I like that message because it takes it from, hey, we're just collecting the money so we can move on with our day. This is, you guys have a compassionate message. There's a lot of empathy here.
And that's
the difference.
Yes.
That's the difference. And you're going to help somebody kind of get back on solid financial footing, right? Is that kind of, that should be the end goal here, I would think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. And they don't forget that. Members don't forget that when you help them out.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you're no longer just a place to do a transaction. You're a resource for them to help them out and keep them
I think that's the sweetest thing you can get from a member is whenever they say, thank you so much. You helped me so much. That goes to the heart.
Yeah.
And it's just, to me, that's just a wonderful star for my day.
Indeed.
Yes, it is.
And that kind of segues to my last question. It's like, how does this conference help you guys help your members? How does it give you kind of a leg up, a little advantage?
The more knowledge and the more things that we can learn, than we can be knowledgeable about to show our members, mm-hmm. and be able to explain to our members, you know, and know if we know how old they are, millennials, or if they're boomers or silver or whatever they mm-hmm. may be. And so we're learning how to speak their language, if it's technology language mm-hmm. or if it's just, you know, the soft-spoken way. Mm-hmm. So we're learning to speak to all ages.
Awesome. Monique, last words?
Trying to meet our credit unions where they're at.
Yep.
Right there. What's convenient for you? How do you like your communication? Mm-hmm. What can I do better to serve my members? Mm-hmm. You know, because bad things happen to good people.
That's right.
So it's about what you do. What solutions can you bring to the mm-hmm. tables to help our members?
Mm-hmm. I like that message. I like this North meets South
yes.
coming together in the middle, and just we're all happy. It's all love here.
That's
all right.
Right.